For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday evening, October the 1st, 1999. Feast of Tabernacles, Men's Retreat, being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas.
Jack Duran, we've known him for a long time. He's pastor of New Joy Fellowship. I always want to say next door to you, and I've lost them both. Tell me where you're from, Youngstown. Youngstown, but Youngstown is they're just a street divides the Youngstown from Sun City out in Phoenix. And I always want to say Sun City, but he's from Youngstown. Amen. We're happy that Jack's been able to come and be with us for this weekend. And come, Jack, and turn yourself on there and turn us on also. Okay, I know you're always on. Good, amen. Why don't we just give the Lord a good clap of hands? Amen. Good time.
Amen.
It's like the pilot said, got good news and bad news. He says, bad news is we're lost. Good news is we're making good time. Stand with me. We prepare to go to the word of the Lord this evening. I'm so glad to be with you. Oh, Lord, you're wonderful in counsel. You're wonderful. Excellent in working, you are excellent. Mighty to deliver, you're mighty. Glory be to God forevermore. Oh Lord, you're wonderful in counsel. You're wonderful. Excellent in working. Excellent in working, you are excellent. Mighty to deliver, you're mighty. Glory be to God forevermore. Now that you kind of got it, let's sing it again. Oh Lord, you're wonderful. In counsel, you're wonderful. Excellent in working, you are excellent. Mighty to deliver, you're mighty. Glory be to God forevermore. Before we get in the Word, you all know each other? If you don't, why don't you just shake hands with one another? Introduce yourself. I don't want nobody feeling like a stranger here. Amen, because you're among family. Amen. We're having a good time. 1 Timothy 6. Very familiar portion of Scripture. I'm just going to entitle this message, How Do I Know? And I believe through this Word, that God is going to teach you some things. Amen. Amen. I believe that. God doesn't send us hundreds of miles for naught. And let's stand for the reading of the Word. I'm going to give you some exercise and everything. 6:12 says, Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Father, tonight I praise you for the word of the Lord, and I'm asking, Father, that you by your Spirit would open our ears to hear what you are saying to us in this hour. I thank you for this man of God that you are preparing in such a time as this. And I'm asking, Father, by the anointing of God, that you would just
Lord, instruct us in the ways that we should go. And we just bless you and thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Look at somebody and say, pay attention. You just might learn something. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. You know, there's a lot of things that we as men need to know, especially in this hour that we're in. And we understand deliverance, you know, coming against the perverted spirits and every... I believe that everything that is wrong, that is not of soundness, is of demonic or evil. And Satan portrays that in our lives. And I believe in deliverance. I've seen dead people raised. I've seen people from AIDS healed. I've seen the cripples work, walk. And I prayed for people and they've died. But we keep on doing what we're supposed to. Amen? God is still in charge. And one of the things that, you know, as man, I want to just minister to you a word that hopefully will change your way of thinking. And you begin to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I know that the word of the Lord has changed me tremendously as I learned some of the principles of the kingdom of God. I still don't consider a man, even I've seen the dead raised. I don't consider myself a man of great faith. But I'm moving there. Amen. And I hope I'll get there, you know. I still haven't walked where Paul walked, but I'm beginning to see some things happening because I'm learning some things of the kingdom of God. I've done a lot of teaching on the word believe. And out of that word believe, it contains the whole power of the resurrection. Everything is in that word. And as tonight, as men of God, I'll tell you, if you pay attention to what God has for us, it's gonna change your way of speaking, your way of thinking, and your way of walking. As walking according to this word of God, you know, I've learned how to walk in faith and see things happen. I'm a man that, you know, I don't even pay for a burial plot, you know. I don't go that route. You know, I'm not concerned about death. Because if I die, I don't think they're going to leave 250 pounds to rot anywhere. Somebody's going to bury him. Amen. And so I'm not concerned about those things. My thing today is to walk according to the word of the Lord. And I want to instruct you, man, tonight of the direction of the Holy Spirit. And hopefully, some of you might already know some of these things, but it won't do you no harm to hear it again. So sometimes we hear a teaching and say, man, that was powerful. And then all of a sudden the enemy takes us and we begin to walk in the same mode, the same way. But I believe that God, you know, we talk about the power of God in our lives. I want to see this power of God. Amen. The Bible says the silly goodness and mercy shall follow me, said David, all the days of my life. Amen. And I want to work there. I want to walk there, work there. I want to speak that. I want to see miracles following me. I want to see the blessing of the Lord pursuing me. Amen. And we sing about being kings and priests unto the Lord. I was talking to one of our young ladies that said, we women aren't allowed to be in here. I said, oh, yeah, you are. She says, you're Adam. So I showed her in Genesis 5, 1, 2, we created them male and female and named them Adam, both of them. Amen. So you're allowed. And so as we go to the word of the Lord, I'm going to give you some words that will help you. And my teachings will be in this mode of as men, not only to the men, but of the women of God, to get into the place where I believe the Abrahamic covenant that we have. If we're going to walk in the blessings of Abraham, you know, the seed group is Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and us, the born-again Christians. And as we walk in this area of believing, no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. Guaranteed. Or your money back. Amen? That's the word of the Lord. And as we learn how to walk in this area, man, we're going to see the goodness of the Lord, and we're going to have peace of mind. We're not going to be tormented with a Y2K or 10KY, whatever it is, you know? Don't even know what it is, but that's there. So I want the Holy Spirit just to minister to you. You know, we can deal with a lot of issues of maybe some of you, you know, how do I become a parent when I've been divorced and remarried and all this kind of stuff, you know. But the word of the Lord instructs us on this area, in all areas of the walk. We have the pattern of victory in this life. Amen. Bible says that there's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. To those that walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And I my heart is for you to arise with power and anointing, to see the goodness of the Lord. And through the word, God is going to instruct us. And I'm anxious to hear Brother David and Brother Noel teach
because I'm always interested in receiving. I go and preach some of the messages from Tommy Cook, and they think I'm the cat's PJ, the preacher, you know, but I don't let them know Tommy Cook wrote it. I just preach it, you know. They don't know. The man, the pastor's anointing. I'm using Tommy's anointing. So even tonight, if you get something out of this word, I trust you will use it and teach it and project it to somebody else. Because that's what it's all about. We don't have a corner in the kingdom. And I don't come here to impress you. I can't impress you. Some of the English words I can even pronounce. Amen. I used to think I was the anointing of the Lord, and somebody told me I was the anointing of God. But we're going to walk in that area where God wants us to walk. If you have your Bibles, I want you to go with me. Let me ask you a question. What is faith? What is faith? Somebody tell me, what is faith?
Believing what God says is true.
11:1, Hebrews. Okay, let's go there. Hebrews 11:1. How do I know? If I learn all these principles, you know, we're talking about the word believe, how it entails everything. You know, in this particular word, it says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And in verse 2, it says, by it the elders obtained a good report. Verse 4, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, but which he obtained witness that he was righteous. I'm going to do some more teaching on this, on the particular scriptures on Sunday morning. On verse 39, it says, and this all having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. And as we go to the word of the Lord today, and some of you, I know some of you come here expecting to triumph and be victorious, because there's areas in your life possibly that you are hurting, that you're not conquering, and it seems like the enemy, it seems like sometimes you just can't move forward. God wants you to move forward. Amen? I believe that with all of my heart. You don't have to have a degree. You don't have to be the smartest person. You have to know some things. In this particular scripture, verse 11 of Hebrews 1, man, the Bible teaches us something, and I want to inform you tonight that when we read the scripture, now faith, I want you to put there now information. And I wanted to read it this way. Now the information that we receive from God for us to act upon is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, if I'm going to receive something and have information, I have to have information. You know, we tell people, you got to have faith. And we tell men, you don't have faith. And they say, what is faith? And we read, faith is the substance of things so forth, the evidence. How do I operate in this faith that God wants me to move? I walk totally by faith. I don't look at my checkbook. I've been running the church now for 14 years. Just knowing that God every week is going to meet my needs. And He does. You know, and my payments are pretty high for the size of church. My payments are almost $1,500 a week. And I haven't missed a payment yet. I just paid a gymnasium off that cost me over $300,000 paid for, not out of the pocket of the church, from our church. The Lord, just through deliverance and believing God, I told the church, I said, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to borrow money. I'm not going to put the church in debt. God is going to see us through. By the time I finish this building, it'll be paid for. Done deal. And how do I walk there? I have information. Okay? And as we get this information, according to the word of the Lord, it says, the information that we receive from God to act upon is a substance. Now, the word substance is two words. We know that sub comes from under, or submarine, you know, under. And stance comes from standing. So if we look at this word under and to stand, you have something under to stand on. Now let's read it this way. Now the information that we receive from God that we are to act upon stands under. So now I have the information that God is talking about, which is the faith, which is the word of God. And it says here, according to the word, that the information that we receive from God that we are to act upon stands under. Now, as men of God, we need to have a foundation in order to triumph in our marriages, with our children, with our grandchildren, with our finances, and everything. So now I have a foundation that I'm standing on, and this foundation, it says, act upon, stands under, the information that I have stands under as the foundation, the things we hope for, and this foundation becomes our evidence for the things we cannot see with our physical eyes yet. So if we as men are going to triumph and see the workings of God in our life, whether it's sickness, disease, whatever, addictions, you know, people are,
seems like they can break habits or addictions, whatever's in their lives. I'm going to tell you, we have evidence already. And if I have information that becomes my evidence, how could I lose?
Amen.
You know, the Bible says that the devil believes and trembles. What does he believe in? And why does he tremble? He doesn't believe to salvation. The Bible says, if you believe, Jesus said, if you believe such and such, it'll happen unto you. Isn't that what Jesus said? Whatever you ask, it shall be done. But the Bible teaches us that the devil believes and trembles. Well, why does he tremble? Because he has information. And he already believes on the information of where he's going, what's going to happen to him in the end time, and everything. So he trembles every time because he believes what's going to happen, because God's not playing games with him. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. If we understand the information that we have today as men of God, then we're going to see the devil and the demons are more afraid of you than you really think. Because you have information. And this information stands as a foundation where I can stand up those things that I don't see yet with a natural eye. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody magnify Jesus. Amen. And we're going to see the blessing of the Lord in the land of the living. In other words, what God is saying to us as men today. I don't think this is heavy. The Lord doesn't give me heavy stuff. It doesn't, you know, I'm a simple man. You know, it doesn't blow my mind. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, in other words, the information we receive from God becomes the foundation upon which the hopes of the covenant are built. And we're a covenant. We're a covenant with Abraham. Amen? You remember when Paul was walking and Paul came to Jesus, to God and said, remove this thorn from me, you know? And Jesus, and God said, he said, I've asked you three times. And God said to him, I said, Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. What was happening? You know, we look at that word, brother, and we think, well, you know, God didn't want to do it because he did it to him because he didn't want him to get puffed up and have ego. There's no ego in Paul. Paul had no ego. Even though he had revelation, he had no ego. The thing was that God said to him, my grace is sufficient for you. And God was saying to Paul, my power is already working off everything that's coming against you. That's actually, Paul, why you haven't died yet. And so we have information. When I have information, there is no weapon that is going to be formed against me. There's nothing that the enemy is going to do out here as with my children. My children will all serve the Lord. I don't care if you see them going the other way with drugs, whatever. My children will do a turnaround and they will serve God. I have information. Come on, somebody, give the Lord a clap offering with me. If you get a hold of this tonight, there's no weapon. Nothing's going to move you out of the place where God is going to keep you. And you're going to see the glory of the Lord working in your life. Not because you see, to get prosperous anyway, the first thing you have to do is you have to have information. You have to get the spirit of prosperity. Amen? You can believe as much as you want to for $1 million. I'm not believing God for $1 million. I'm believing God that all my needs be met so I can give to every good cause. Amen? You know, I loved honey. I used to eat honey by the spoon. And I read in the Word that he who loves much honey will not be unpunished. I said, oh, God. You know? You ever had one of those, oh, God bless you? And so we see here that information stands under, listen to this. This information that God gives us stands under and supports as a foundation all our hopes as one of Abraham's seed. Remember, I think it's in Luke 13 when Jesus was going around doing miracles and he met that lady, the woman that was had an issue and was bowed down for 18 years or so. Remember that? If not, read it. It's there. And the first thing that the Pharisees and all the religious people came against Jesus and they began to tell him that, hey, you shouldn't be healing on Sabbath and all this thing. You know, Jesus didn't look at her and didn't look at the people and say, I'm the Son of God. I'm the Almighty. I'm God incarnate. I am the resurrection. I am power. You know what he said? He says, ought not this woman to be healed, being that she's the daughter of Abraham? I want to tell you, men, you are people of God. You are men of God. They have a covenant under the same Abrahamic covenant that Isaac and Jacob had. And you're of that seed. And the thing that Jesus said to him was, hey, ought not she ought to be healed, being that she's the daughter of Abraham? Let me tell you about sickness and disease. You know, I went to the doctor here about 5-6 months ago. They said, you're a diabetic. You have high blood pressure. I said, man, bad shape, this guy, you know. My spine collapsed. You know, I had 3 broken vertebrae. And the doctor says, you're a diabetic. We're going to give you this pill for you. I said, I ain't going to take your pills. Now that's me, okay? And I'm not condemning nobody that's got sickness and disease. Please understand this very clearly. Because I believe if you get a hold of this message, it's going to turn you around. If I have information, now I have information, you're a diabetic, well, how am I going to change that? Am I just going to pray for a miracle, or I'm going to listen to the things that correct? See, there's things that God uses, and He uses not only power of the anointing, because sometimes I'm going to tell you, the anointing passes you by. I've seen it in big crusades of miracles of healing with Benny Hinn, and people go there with all their hopes, and boom, nothing happened to them. But I'm going to teach that on Sunday, how we don't go there and still war against this thing. And as men of God, we have a responsibility not only to God, but to our families and to yourself and to your and all your children. Amen? So, the doctor says, you got all these things. I says, I need information. So I went to some good Christian counseling. I went to the Word of the Lord. I said, what's the problem here? So I corrected my diet. I prayed. And then they wanted to give me something. Something was wrong with one of my toes. And the doctor said, you got to take this pill. So I said, I'm going to take it. I says, why? I says, what are the side effects of your medicine to me? I said, you want to heal my toe? Give me the side effects. He says, it'll destroy your liver and your kidneys. I said, I'd rather walk out without a toe than... So for 7 times they made appointments for me to the doctor. And finally, they kept telling me, you've got to take this pill. You got this. I said, I don't have it. I'm correcting it. I'm doing it. I'm believing. It wasn't just prayer. It's just that I had to change my diet, too. Okay? I had to get some things into my system because now I had information how to work and how to walk. Finally, I went the 7th time to a doctor, and he said, what are you doing here? I said, well, they keep telling me to come that I'm sick. He says, for what? He says, they say I'm a diabetic. I have high blood pressure. I says, you don't have anything. You're all normal. I says, thank you. He says, don't come back here again. So if I have information, listen, if I have information. So a medical doctor the other day, an MD, Sister Day, she's a MD doctor. She had cancer, and she's a doctor. She says, they told me I had cancer. She had a lump on her breast that grew like the size of a grapefruit. And she went to the doctors herself and says, you can take it and do whatever. I said, but I will not take chemo. And they said, well, then we won't help you. I says, that's okay. She went to the Word, and the Word. She says, I went to the natural stuff and took everything that I needed and got my immune system in order. Yeah. I said, I don't have any cancer. So there's things that God gives us, and we have information. Yes. Amen. You know, I couldn't continue. I like refried beans and tacos. And, you know, the devil didn't invent apple pie and cherry pie. Let me tell you that. Amen? Don't let nobody put no heavies on you. God has no problem with you eating cherry pie and apple pie. He has a problem when you eat the whole thing. Amen? And so we need information. How am I going to defeat the enemy of my soul in my family? How am I going to war against the things that come against me? Now I have information. And this information is going to be the foundation. What is the foundation? What is faith? It's the Word of God. No other. Faith is the substance. Faith is the substance. Faith is the Word of God. It's information. I have information. And God says, I'm more than a conqueror. I have the Word of the Lord. I'm going to triumph. You know, my kids will serve the Lord. You know, my wife said, you got to get on the kids for this. You know, I said, I don't have to get on my kids. I said, you know, it doesn't mean I haven't corrected them. I haven't spanked them. I have. I said, hon, my kids will serve the Lord. They've been dedicated for the service of God. They've been prophesied to. You know? The devil is not going to have my kids. Why? Because I have information. Amen? Say it with me, I have information. And this information that I have serves as the foundation that I can stand on for the things that I cannot see yet with my natural eye. Amen? So faith is information. Now, I have faith. What is faith? What does God say? Jesus himself, man, didn't walk anywhere and do anything other than the things he heard the Father say. He says, the things the Father speaks is what I speak. Amen? He wasn't afraid of nothing. He says, I'm going to say what the Father says. And when we say those things out of our mouth, that's the foundation. I have information. Amen? The devil has information. He trembles. I have information. I'm more than a conqueror. I have power and authority. He gave me the keys to the kingdom. Amen. You say, brother, nothing touches you? Oh, yeah. A lot of things touch me, but they don't drown me. Amen. Water comes, whatever. And I'm not being a super Christian. I'm just telling you that I'm learning how to walk with information and faith. And faith is information. If you have the word of the Lord, you have information. You know, I hear some of you say, well, I got to get around men of big faith. You have faith. The Bible says if you have faith as a grain of, it says if you have this teensy, wincy little faith, you can do great things. So we need to speak that word out of our mouth because now I have information. Information is the word of God. You don't need more information. You probably don't even need the sermon if you get a hold of it. Amen. We are so sermoned out. Amen. But if I have information, I'll have information to walk it. I'm not trying to be sarcastic or catty with you. I'm going to build you up and teach you how to walk in that area where peace comes to you and you understand. I'm walking. I have information. God came to give us information. Amen. I'm going to teach on these things because I believe it's very important that we get a hold of it because information is the substance of things hoped for. Amen. Don't be condemned wherever you are right now. You know, I'm not stoning you. I'm not trying to bury you. I'm not trying to say you have no faith. You have faith. You have information. Because he says to all of us, it's given what? A measure of faith. So to us, all of us is given some measure of information. Amen. And this is what God is saying to us here. Every Christian has the right to expect and hope for everything promised him or her in the Abrahamic covenant. Everything. And in our, man, let me tell you something. If we're going to see the glory of God and believe God for what he's doing, we need to believe not only for spiritual and physical. We need to understand prosperity. I have information. The word says that he desires that I prosper even as my soul prospers. So I'm prospering. My soul is prospering. I want to see some good. You know. I know there's teaching that God says in the word that he who has much money will fall and all this kind of things. But I'm going to tell you something. We get the word of the Lord operating in our hearts and in our lives. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Amen. And we're going to stand and we're going to war against these things because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. So God now brings us into the area, man, as we stand as priests. You know, we tell people, well, I'm the priest of the house. You're not the priest of the house. I don't see it in the word. You're priests and kings unto God. You're the head of the house. Quite different. Amen. So I have information. Amen. Somebody said, well, you know, I'm the head of the house. I said, well, don't shout it, just be. Because I believe that the document that God has given us out of the Abrahamic covenant promises every Christian healing, prosperity, and well-being for every member of the family. Amen? Not just for me, but for every member of my family. And as we as men get a hold of this thing, you know, I failed in life in many areas of my life. You know? And we failed in marriages, we failed with our children, but now I have information. You know, my youngest son is getting married this month, and he wanted me to dress a certain way, and I was fighting it. I finally told my wife, I said, I better stop being a stick in the mud, you know. And sometimes you just have to flow, you know. And say, I'll do it, you know. I want you to look at two things, at two words here that God has given us. And I want you to look at the word, you know, it says that faith, information is the foundation of the things hoped for. I want us to look at the word things tonight. And it comes from the Greek word pragma, P-R-A-G-M-A. And that word means actual fact. So I got an actual fact. I got an actual fact right here that tell me how I'm going to have to be a conqueror in this life. Amen. You know, I grew up, we call a minority. I'm not a minority. I tell you, I don't walk as a Hispanic. I don't walk as a Chicano. I don't walk as a Latino. I don't walk in those areas. I walk as a king and priest unto God. Amen. So those things, I have information. God didn't say in the word, you're a Mexican. I was an MC one time, and I thought it meant Mexican Chicano, you know, but anyway. So this word things, coming from that word things, it means a finished act or a deed. It's a done deal. Come on, get a hold of it. And this is the thing, it means it's accomplished. And we as men sometimes are defeated in our walk because we're wanting it to happen. We don't know how to happen. But now I'm learning some things that are bringing me to a place of victory because I'm learning how to walk in this faith because what is faith? It's not going to be a mental picture of speaking it and speaking it and speaking it. It's not going to happen. I'm going to tell you, it's not going to happen. Because why? Now I have information. I don't have to be having a mental picture. I don't have to project and have visualization. I'm a man of vision. You know, I saw a gymnasium. Boom, there it is. But I didn't speak it. Boom, boom, boom. You know, I already had information. But when God speaks something into your spirit, it becomes information. It's going to come. So the promises God made Abraham, which included you and every Christian. Amen? Is that true? Amen. So out of this word, as men of God, we need to understand this, because there are actual facts. These are actual facts of God including us in His word so that we could be blessed of the Lord. And I expect to be blessed. Amen. I expect my whole body to turn around. I've been having problems with my knee. I'm expecting this knee to get healed. Because you know why? I have information. He healeth all my diseases. Amen. And I'm going to stand on it. You say it in your word, and you don't lie. And I want to see it. So I have information. Amen. It would be very easy for me to curl up and die. And so I don't want to do it no more. So what we're talking about here is that there are finished acts that cannot be repealed. God says, this thing I've given you, this is the promises. You know, every time God gave the word to the Israelites, you know, that messages that Brother Cook preached on the promise, problem, provision. It's the same thing. But God will make a way. And you know what information God gives? Go and do it and I'll be with you. When I started building the church and I took the church, they wanted me out of the city. But the prophet came. And the prophet said, the Lord's going to take care of you. The Lord's going to give you the building. He's going to give you the money. He's going to do everything for you. The prophet came. I said, I'd rather believe the prophet than the... You know what's happening in my city? the mayor of the city, when I was there, came against me. I said, the Lord's going to remove you out of my way. And he died within a month. Ooh. Watch out. So yes. I just told the other mayor the other day that God said, don't come against me. And, you know, now the Lord has given us favor with the city. We have a mayor that came to the dedication of the building crying and weeping. So I'm going to help you. I'm going to give you money to help the kids here. This was from our city where my church is. And Sunday night, a mayor from another city came and brought her councilwoman, and they got saved. Hallelujah. And one of the councilwomen, the mayor and the councilwoman got saved. And one of the other ladies ran and says, I'm backslidden. I says, be restored. Boom. Just like that. She went, amen. And so they went back to their city. They voiced it. You got to go over there. It's friendly. The power of God is there. And God has given us favor with leadership. Let me tell you something. The devil is not a head. Bible says that we are the head and not the tail. So if I'm the head, the devil is not a head. Come on, somebody. And I'm not going to let him be a head. He's going to be under my feet, smelling defeat. Amen. Somebody give the Lord a clap offering tonight. And God will bring us into the place of victory because God has given us favor, man. Amen. I don't know where some of you are tonight. I don't know what you're hurting with financially, marriage, whatever. You, if you take information, you can turn it around. Amen. God didn't call me to be defeated. I grew up in a town divided by railroad tracks. I grew there. You know what? I married a white woman. She taught me a little bit of English anyway. It's improved tremendously. But no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Because the Lord is for me. And He is for me. Who can be against me? I don't care how many demons scream at me and they've screamed at me. I don't care how many voices come at me and tell me I'm going to fail. And they come at me and they write me letters. You're the worst preacher. You're this. You're not going to make it. I says, I'm already making it. Amen? Amen. One of the man, big dogs of the city, of Sun City, said, I'm not going to help you because you can't build a gymnasium in Youngstown. I says, who's going to stop me? I'm already building it. I says, well, it's a retirement community. He says, well... And a month later, it wasn't a retirement community anymore. They reversed the whole thing. The attorney general said, you guys can be a retirement. They've been a retirement community since 1955. And I tell him, brother, I look at him, David, and I said, what are you guys going to do when I become mayor? What are you going to do? Amen. I intend to be mayor of the city one of these days. But you know what? I'm learning how to rule my spirit so I can rule the city. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. And God is doing it. See, that's why God has called us into this place of victory. Amen. Every prosperity, well-being, everything is for you and your family. Said, God wants me to have every good thing. Come on, say it with me. Amen. Amen. I'm not here to impress you. I'm here to give you information. Amen. I hope it turns your thinking around to where you won't be afraid of any demon or any devil that comes against you. Brother, you won't be afraid of that witch. Amen. Amen. See, this is what God is saying to us. It's an accomplished deed, including healing, prosperity, everything for you and your family. So as men of God, we need to get a hold of information and stand on the information. I got information. And this is what I have. This is what God says about me. You know? I'm not lacking. I'm not an idiot. I'm not the most wise guy, but I know that he says he becomes my wisdom for me. Come on. Amen. Say it with me. If God is for me, who can be against me? Amen. Say it again. If God is for me, who can be against me? Amen. See, these are the things, the substance, the foundation we stand on for the things. I have information. For what things? That you can hope for? Because this is your information that you receive from God in the covenant. So I'm standing for these things. Health, prosperity, every wealth, everything that God has for me. You know, why would God write in the Word that He desires that I prosper and be in good health and be more than a conqueror and be the head and not the tail? If I'm going to be the tail and not the head, then my information, I'm not getting a hold of information. Come on, somebody. Amen. That's why God brings us into the place of victory and causes us to be triumphant. That's why Paul said, I can do all things through Christ. See, Paul was actually saying, God says, my grace is sufficient, Paul. He got a hold of truth. That's why you think Paul says, well, I'd rather laugh at these things and be happy in infirmities and everything, because when I'm weak, I'm strong. He had information. I said, he had information. I said, he had information from the Father. So my grace is sufficient, Paul says, therefore will I glory in this thing. Amen. I glory in this thing. You know, I thank God for my wife. I have a wife that we don't agree on negatives, brother. And it's not because sometimes out of me I don't say something that is this way. She'll always come and say, but the Lord, He will see us through. We will not fail. I made a covenant with my wife when we got married. I said, you know what, honey, I'm going to tell you something. If I ever get negative, you better be positive. Because we're not going to agree on our marriage going down the drain. I said, so when you're negative, and we, there's those clashings. You know what I mean? Sometimes, can I get back in bed? You know? Let's get real, eh? Amen. We have to go there where the rubber meets the road. That's it. Amen. There's tribulation, there's hassle, there's dissensions, there's all kind of demonic stuff that comes against us. Yes. Amen? But God has caused us to triumph because He gave us information, so we're talking about this thing. Now, let's look at the word evidence. I think you pronounce that word elegnos, E-L-E-G-M-O-S. This is a noun form of the word which means proof. So I have proof of the things, meaning evidence of the things. And the verb form means to convict. So I have something that now convicts me, and I have the power of the proof that God is going to do it for me. Amen? Somebody say amen. You know, suppose your parents had died and they leave you a will, you know, and you go to the probate judge or whatever to court and they're saying, hey, this is what they left me. And you got proof. You have a will to the judge and said, this is a will. Now, he'll go to court to search it out and you're not going to get those things. Sometimes we're not going to get these things immediately, but we're going to get them. Why? I have a will already. I have information. Amen. And the Abrahamic covenant. You know, today I just went down and read the genealogy of Christ all the way, you know. And I read again where it says it. And the father of Adam and Eve was God. So it started over there, boom, came down. And now we have the power of Jesus Christ because he was a covenant of the seed of Abraham. How many of you know that Abraham was very, very rich? Amen. I'm not looking for all that millions of bucks, you know. I'm just looking for the gold of God. Amen. It takes money to run the kingdom of God. As a matter of fact, I think God spoke more about money than any subject and spoke more about hell than he did about the kingdom. Amen. So God has no problem. We have a problem with it. We walk like, well, I don't know. God doesn't want to do it. Have you read the word? Have you read the word, what God said? He says he wants to do it. I was talking to a young lady the other day in my church, and they're going through some hassles and messed up in their marriage and stuff. Doesn't anybody care about my will, what I have to say? I said, yeah, there's three wills, the will of God, the will of man, and the will of the devil. I said, which of the last two wills are you on? So let's see what God has to say. Because God calls me that I'm a conqueror, I'm a victor in this life, that I overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Amen? Is this good stuff? You know, in Hebrews 2, where I was reading, declares that faith was the vehicle through which the elders obtained a good report. And in verse 4, it says that by faith, Abel obtained witness. And then again on 39, this all having obtained a good report. Now, in these three areas where God is speaking here, the verses, the expression obtained a good report in verses 2 and 39, if we look at that and the expression obtained witness in verse 4, they're all translated in the single, in the singular word or single Greek word, martureo, M-A-R-T-U-R-E-O, which means testimony. So they obtained a testimony. Now, I believe that the word obtained is kind of misleading because you look like they had to get a good report. They obtained it. When we obtain something, we go after it and we get it. Amen? But see, obtained makes the verse sound as though the elders in this verse is obtained and they got the thing. So I believe that this verse could mistakenly be interpreted to mean that because this people had a lot of faith, they developed for themselves a great reputation as men and women of faith. But that's not so. See, you can say, well, they were great men of faith. But we could say that they could obtain that because they had faith. But see, you know why they had faith? Because they had information. They weren't any different than us. You know, they had faith. When Daniel was in the lion's den, he had faith, my God will deliver me. The three Hebrew children, you know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he says, go ahead. Our God is able. And they had information. What the king say? Ooh, there's another man in there. He looks like the Son of God, you know. So when we have information, we won't fail. Come on, somebody. Get a hold of this tonight. Because I believe this is what God is teaching us. So we see it. When people spoke of them, they testified of their good faith. And this testimony would not consist of nothing less but good reports concerning the great faith. How do I have faith? You know, sometimes you get it out of the word, and sometimes the Lord just puts it in your mind. You know, when God spoke to me, he says, I don't want you to do this. The Lord will do it. And the Lord did it. And it became a testimony to the people of God. See? I'm no different than you. I'm not more super Christian than you. I'm washed in the same blood, call it Christian. You know, that's one thing we need to understand. You know that God, I don't care where you are, whether you're messing up, you're born again, wherever you are, God still writes to us in the Word and calls us saints. When Paul wrote to the Romans and to the Corinthians are the worst church. He means them, you bunch of sinners, I'm writing to you. No, he says, saints of the Most High, I'm writing to you. And this is what you need to correct. You have information now. Straighten out and fly right. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So this is the things that God is teaching us here. When people spoke of them, they testified of their great faith. Mm. See, in order for this interpretation, according to this teaching, to be correct, to obtain a good report, They would actually have to be in the active voice. But they weren't. They were in the passive. They were in the passive voice. In other words, it's like David over here. If David is playing baseball and David hits the ball, see, David is the main subject here, the main object here. He hits the ball. But if David is standing there and the ball hits David, David didn't do anything. The ball just came and hit him. He was in the passive. And that's what God did with them. He just came and gave him the information. They were there and God gave him the information. He gave the information to Abraham. Yes. Every time God did something, he would always give him information ahead of time as to how to win and how to conquer. You know, he gave him the promised land and says, you know, but go in there and take it. Because I'm going to defeat the enemy for you. Man, we'll go in there and march in. He says, no, I'm going to do it because God said it. Somebody came and told me, said, you'll never build, you'll never grow. And the brother came and said, one of the elders that left the church is over there bad-mouthing you. He says, you're not going to grow. He says, if God's not in it, I won't. But don't worry about it. You're not going to do anything? I said, no. I'm going to grow. Because God prophesied it. Come on, somebody. See, this is the things that we need to see here, because in this verses, instead of they were David hitting the ball hit David. And this is what God does to us. He gives us this information, brings us into the place of triumph, brings us into the place of power, and he gives us information. Let me tell you something. Sometimes we feel like flunkies, you know. I felt like a flunky before. I'm not a flunky anymore. I believe I can, anything that God informs me and tells me to do, I'm going to be able to accomplish it. Amen. Why? Because I have information, and that information now becomes my faith. So when somebody asks you again, what is faith? Don't just, substance of things hoped for. What is faith? Faith is information, brother. It becomes the foundation into which I can stand to see the things that I don't see now, or see with my natural light coming to me. And that's what God is saying to us today, amen?
Amen.
So we see God was the one that brought this information. So what happened here is it demonstrates our believing. When you see the evidence of those things that are coming, that believing was information from God by their acting upon it. So when I act on the things, it'll happen. And sometimes we don't act because, if God wants to heal me, if God wants to do this, I don't know. And you pray for people at the altar, and they come over and say, well, if it's God's will. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Have you not read it? He left us a will. Amen. And this is what we have from God. It's not a far-out thing. It's an in thing. Amen. It's not a far-out thing that we can move mountains. Because Jesus said, if you say to this mountain, be thou removed, it shall be. Why? I have information. Amen. No mountain that faces me is going to stand in my way. Amen. Either he's going to remove it, one way or another, he's going to find a way from me. If God wants me to do something and I'm supposed to be there, God will remove every obstacle. Come on. That's what Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Why, we as men of God, we have information so that we're not just hoping that one of these days it's over. Oh, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. See, we're men of power. God said he took the keys and gave it to us. He said, whatever you lose here will be loosed in heaven, bound, will be bound there. So I have information. And I'm standing on the word of the Lord that he causes me to triumph in all things, Paul said. Amen. And if he causes me to triumph him in all things, then I have the word of the Lord, which is the sure foundation of information that I need in order to conquer. So when people say to me, how you make it? I say, I got information. God said he caused me to do all these things. Amen. You know, the brother has been over there and seen our place and stuff. It's like him building here, you know. It's information, you know. God will cause us to triumph. So if you men stir up the gift, you know, when Paul came to Timothy and said, stir up the gift that is in you, Timothy, I mean, you already have information. They've already laid hands on you. You know, we're always looking for a new word. You know? We're always looking for a new word. We have information. The sure word of prophecy is already here. And this sure word of prophecy is going to move mountains for you. You know, that's why you need to have ask the Lord and have that tenacious spirit to stand and see the salvation of God. That's why he told Moses, stand and see the salvation of God, Moses. Our God will deliver us today. Amen. I've seen it over and over and over. I didn't get all shook up when the finances went there for the church and when they want to kick me out of the church. I just stood and my wife said, what are you going to do? I said, my God will work a miracle. He sent me here. And God has done it again and again and again. See, I don't care if they call me a demon chaser or whatever. I'm not chasing demons. I don't like to chase demons. You understand? I'm a worshiper. You know, I saw a book over there, Chasers After God. I'd rather chase after God and seek his face and his strength. So two things from this teaching that I want to leave you with tonight. Amen. The two things from this teaching that thrust themselves upon us is we have to know something. We have to know something, number one. What that something. And then we have to do something. I have to know something, and then I have to do something. If I have information, then I must act on my information. And man, I'm going to tell you something. If you get a hold of this stuff like this, it'll revolutionize your walk in God. I'm telling you. It has for me. It has given me greater peace. And I see it. I'm seeing it happen. And those things that have been prophesied to me, I'm seeing them. I'm going to see him. We have to say it with me. We have to know something. And we have to do something. I guess the subject of what we have to do is going to be my teaching on Sunday morning. But I'm going to tell you, wherever you are right now, man, you need to get a hold of it. And you need to move ahead on it. And you need to stand and see the glory of God. If we get a hold of this teaching like this, man, I'll tell you, you know, the Bible, you know what I expect out of you, man? I expect that every morning when you wake up, the devil says, oh, my God, they're awake. Amen. I want the devil to know that I'm awake. You know, I got in the plane coming up here, and it was so neat because this guy sat by me. And before we got out of the plane, he was weeping. He was thanking God. He said, you know, Jack, I wasn't supposed to be in this plane. There wasn't a seat. But I know I didn't sit by you by chance. He was a good Jewish man. Saved. Turned around. He said, I have this thing with me that it's a generational curse. He says, and if I go blind, he said, if I go deaf, that's okay. I said, no, it's not okay. Don't speak that. Don't tell the devil, make me deaf. So I was instructed, and he was weeping. And when he shook my hand, I tell you, he shook my hand, brother. He says, I'm so glad that I sat with you. He says, I'll be getting in touch with you, and I will write to you. He says, he stopped off because he lived in St. Louis, a suburb of St. Louis. He says, I can't wait to get home and tell my wife what happened to me. See, we have an unction to function. So I got on the airplane. I said, God, what do you want me to do now? I said, a lady smart. She was talking to a Chinese guy. And before I got off, I said, I need to prophesy to you. And she says, I thank you so much for that word. I said, God, if you seek the Lord and his strength and his wisdom, what you're doing now is nothing compared to what God has for you. He says, I'll seek the Lord. Amen. We have a call on our life. Amen. We're not just here to be delivered from smoking and cussing and chewing tobacco. Amen. We have an unction to function. And we have a covenant because I have information. Amen. I love to go and minister to the governments and go to the bars and knock. You know, can I say something? They're not going to stop you. And all you say, Jesus is Lord. I had a young man the other day, not one of my elders. He's an elderly man. He's about 70-some. And we were going to a restaurant because we had come to a conference. Huh? And he says, I don't know if we don't want to eat here because they sell booze. I said, brother, what a better place to go. But sir, why don't you just pray out loud? Yeah, you know. And we're afraid. I said, brother, they sell booze at every store you walk in. Why are you afraid of that? You know, the Bible says if a so-called brother is a drunkard, don't even eat with him. But if he's not saved, win him to Christ. The other one, rebuke him and straighten him out. Come on, somebody. Give the Lord a good clap offering. For the word of the Lord is to be magnified. Amen? The Lord is to be magnified in all areas of our life. Magnify the Lord. I like that word. I tell my children, magnify the Lord with me. Make him bigger than your problem. The Lord is to be glorified. Exalt him and make him king of your life today. Worship him. Call upon his name. You see, God doesn't have to go outside of himself to produce anything. What information? The word. God doesn't have to go make nothing for me. He can just speak it. That's why the words that we speak in our mouth is life and death. We have to be careful how we direct our steps. Amen. You're over there trembling at every demonic spirit that comes at you and quaking. Oh, but they're powerful. Then get the word and see how powerful you are. Amen. Isn't that, the Bible, you know what God says? You ought to be walking all over the devil. He's under your feet. Amen. The devil ought to not be walking all over me. He's not going to. And he's come. He throws curves all the time. You know, he sends demons and warfare. And I'll tell you, they come at you. You know, I've had that happen to me where he says they come trying to bite you and choke you. You know, they come. Hissing at you like snakes. Cussing me in front of the pulpit there. And I'm sure the religious people get, oh, God. Let the demon alone. You know, I got him. Come on, somebody. I want you to say this with me. Stand with me. I want you to say this with me. Now, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I've heard the word. And this word will triumph in my life. You give me weapons that are not carnal, but they are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. And in the name of Jesus, I stand and I see the power of God through the spoken word. It's a two-edged sword. I will send it, Father, to do what it's supposed to, and it will not return empty to you. For this word is powerful, and I stand on this word, and I will speak this word, and I will speak no other thing out of my mouth. I will not say this. I will not. The enemy will not see me sweating. Amen. I will speak the word with power, and I will stand on the word of God. And the word of the Lord will deliver me. You are my refuge. I run to you. You are my shield. You cover me. You are my sword. You deliver me. You are my buckler. In the name of Jesus, I run to you because you are my refuge. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, whether it be demonic, carnal, or just circumstance. The Lord will cause me to be on high. I am the head and not the tail. The Lord reigns within me. The Lord be magnified. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord, he's good.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.